presenting Charles Boyer.
Qui passait sans me voir.
Hello, my dear. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Michel. La da da
The National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting a new series starring Charles Boyer as Michel.
Bartender.
Napoleon brandy, please.
Napoleon brandy, right away, sir.
Michel! I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
Bart Conway. How nice to find you in Biarritz. Ah, this is my lucky day. Do you happen to have a spare $200 with you?
Oh, you haven't changed a bit, Michel.
Well, what is it this time? A story about a South American gold mine or some lovely duchess in distress?
Well, not everybody can be a famous writer like you, Mr. Conway. But then, not everybody has such a friend as Michel to provide them with successful plots, right?
But $200... That's rather steep, Michel, even for one of your plots.
This one is worth $500. On second thought, it's not for sale. Anyway, I don't need the money.
Hmm?
Look.
25 francs. Is that all you have?
Napoleon brandy, sir.
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Your Excellency.
Michel, why did you let him take your last franc?
Well, I didn't want him to think you had a pauper for a friend.
I'm sure you didn't. Well, bottoms up. Michel, I'll bet this is the first time you've ever paid for your own drink.
Oh, my dear sir, it is of small importance to me who pays for what.
Would $10 help you out, old man?
But a loan? Mr. Conway, it is entirely against my principles to borrow money from a friend.
Well, forget that I even mentioned it.
But you've no idea what a fascinating woman this Mademoiselle Goldilocks was.
Goldilocks? Oh, that really wasn't her name.
And a Brooklyn Dodger. That should be the title for my story. Mademoiselle Goldilocks and a Brooklyn Dodger. Do you like it?
It's, well, haven't you got your metaphors mixed?
You know, I'm glad I didn't sell it to you. It would be the most exciting chapter in my memoirs. It started on a quiet evening in Paris, not so long ago.
But, Michel, I haven't promised to buy your story yet.
I was in the sitting room of my ground floor apartment. I had turned off the lights, and I was enjoying my last cigarette when, suddenly, the French doors to the garden burst open, and a ravishing young woman I had never seen before entered. How could I tell she was so beautiful? Well, the full moon is always a generous spotlight.
Desk, I do not wish to be disturbed. No calls, please, until morning. Thank you. Good night.
Imagine that, Mr. Conway. A strange woman, a beautiful woman, in my bed. I could hear her crying herself to sleep. And I wondered why such a lovely person should be unhappy. Perhaps I should have questioned her then and there. But I've always had a tender feeling for Goldilocks. Let her sleep. Maybe her dreams would be happier. Well, I surmised that the lady must have mistaken my apartment for her own. So I went out into the garden, and I noticed that the suite on one side of mine was lighted. This must be hers. The garden door was unlocked. I entered, and immediately I was certain it was hers, Chanel number 5. Then, as I was debating whether I should appropriate her bed as she had mine, I heard someone coming in the way I had. I stepped quickly out of sight.
Anybody home?
Huh? Bonsoir, monsieur.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong room.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Ain't it?
You were looking for Mademoiselle Goldilocks?
Goldilocks? You kidding?
She's sleeping in my bed.
Well, sure, yeah, sure, mister. I get it. And you are the Papa Bear.
A thankless part. What would you do in my case?
I'd scram.
Oh, but, monsieur, you have forgotten the story. It was Goldilocks who ran away.
Yeah, and I would stop playing games, especially when every cop in Paris is looking for you.
They are?
Well, don't you notice you got a price on your head?
Well, I value my head slightly, but I didn't think anyone else was interested.
Now, what kind of double talk is that? Hey, look, I'm no stool pigeon. I just want to know one thing. Where is it?
It? Well, we were speaking of a lady, monsieur.
You know what I'm talking about. You snatched it.
Oh, I snatched it. Well, you say that with such conviction, my friend.
Yeah, well, maybe this will convince you.
Oh, no, monsieur, please, believe me. If you should shoot me with that gun you're handling so carelessly, that would be unfortunate for both of us.
Now, hand it over, mister. Tell me where you got it stashed. Quick, I will give you a gesture.
All right. Sorry, mister. You see, Mr. Conway, I really was sorry. The stranger had a nice face. But who did he think I was? And what was he looking for? Well, I had a whole night in which to find out. It was light when I returned to my own room. I was just in time, for as I arrived, Goldilocks herself emerged from my bedroom.
Oh.
Good morning, mademoiselle.
Good morning.
I trust you slept well?
I don't know what to say. As soon as I woke up, I realized I was in the wrong room.
That could happen to anyone.
I'm living in the next suite.
Yes, I know.
I should have put on the light last night, but I was exhausted, and I just walked in and went to bed.
I know. I was here.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say something?
When I was a boy, I swore I would defend the rights of Goldilocks to the end. To the end of her sleep, that is.
What happened to her when she woke up?
Oh, she ran and ran until she was home. And never again did she wander off into the woods alone.
And then the story ends?
I always felt cheated, didn't you?
Cheated?
I always wanted to know what her family thought and what happened to her afterwards. If she got married, how many children she had.
She didn't get married.
Really? What happened?
She met the wrong man. It broke her heart.
I don't believe it.
You wanted to know.
Well, shall I order breakfast, mademoiselle?
No, you've been kind enough already, Mr.
My name is Michel.
Just Michel?
Michel.
Oh. Well, I must go. My apologies, and thank you again.
Oh, just a moment, mademoiselle.
Yes?
Don't be surprised if you find someone sleeping in your bed.
How do you know that, and who is it?
Well, from his accent, I would say he's from somewhere in the vicinity of New York City, a celebrated place called Brooklyn.
But I don't know anybody from Brooklyn. And how do you know he's in my bed?
I put him there.
You put him there? I don't understand.
Then perhaps we should go back and start from the time that you came into my room.
But you see, that was a mistake.
Then I went into your room, and perhaps that was a mistake, too.
It's awfully complicated, isn't it?
Mademoiselle, so early in the morning, without coffee, anything is complicated. Excuse me. Yes? Oh. Whom did you say? No, unfortunately not. No. No, I'm sorry. Of course, I understand. That's quite all right. Goodbye. Mademoiselle, are you Lorraine Morrison?
Yes.
That was the prefect of police. He's been trying to get in touch with you for some kind of information. Do you wish to talk to him, or... would you rather talk to me?
Why didn't you tell the police I was here?
You didn't want me to, did you?
They want to know about a friend of mine. That is, a former friend of mine.
Yes?
I once knew a man by the name of Edouard Morceau. The police are looking for him, but... honestly, Michel, I don't know where Edouard is. I haven't seen him for months. I never want to see him again.
But why are the police so interested in him?
Well, they think he has stolen something.
Oh, what?
I don't know. I only know I'm afraid to talk to them.
Mademoiselle, you cried yourself to sleep last night. I couldn't help hearing.
I haven't told you the whole truth. I did see Edward, by accident. He threatened me. If the police should talk to me and they should find him, he would make that threat good.
Do you know where he is now?
No. No, and I don't want to.
Well, I think we can expect a visit from the police in any case. So, as much as I regret to suggest it, you should leave quickly.
Why are you doing this for me?
You're beautiful, and you cried yourself to sleep. Well, I won't ask you where you're going, mademoiselle, but you know where I am.
Yes. I know where you are. I've caused you a lot of trouble, Michelle.
I've already been fully compensated. Hey, wake up. Wake up, monsieur.
Go away. Leave me alone.
Now, please, the police may come at any moment.
Who cares about the cops?
Cops?
Oh, it's you. Oh, my jaw.
Well, you brought that on yourself, my friend. You jumped to conclusions too quickly. You thought I was a man named Edouard Morceau, didn't you? But you made a mistake. My name is Michel.
Yeah, it is. Well, if I remember correct, last night you were the Papa Bear. Now, what does that make me? Sleeping Beauty?
Now, look, if I were the man you thought I was, why would I come back to see you?
Yeah, hey, you got a point there. Now, just what'd you say about the cops?
They'll be coming here, looking for the same thing you were. Lauren Morrison.
I don't even know the name.
Or looking for a beetle.
A beetle? Me looking for a bug?
Yes, a very famous one. A ruby beetle, bearing an inscription from the Book of the Dead. It is known as the Taya Scarab.
Hey, how'd you get in on this deal?
An accident, my friend. A beautiful accident. And now, may I ask you the same question, monsieur?
Monsieur? Jimmy. The name is Jimmy Cook.
Oh. What is your interest in the scarab?
Dough. What else?
Money?
Well, it's supposed to be worth a couple of hundred grand. Now, that ain't potato pancakes.
I'm not too familiar with the present market value of potato pancakes, but, I know it's worth in centuries. 30 centuries. The great Egyptian pharaoh gave it to his queen 3,000 years ago. It's not personal property to buy and sell. It belongs to the museum in Alexandria.
Now, that's too fancy for me. All I know is that there's a reward out for that hunk of jewelry, and I want it.
Huh? What do you say? A reward?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. But tell me, isn't this a pretty large undertaking for an amateur?
What amateur? I got connections, kid. You know what I mean? I know every fence in the big leagues.
Do you think any fence would buy something as famous and recognizable as this?
Well, I ain't particular. All I want is that lettuce.
That what? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Well, the reward for the return of this stone would be quite substantial.
Yeah, how much, for instance?
I don't know, but enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah? Hey, look, mister, I got a hunch about you. You are after the ruby, and so am I, eh? Well, there's no percentage in us cutthroat each other, so I got a proposition. Now, why don't we join up, huh? Split 50-50?
Now, look, we can discuss the division of spoils later.
Nah, 50-50. I invested a lot of time already. Want to shake on it, Mickey?
All right, Jimmy. Shake. And that, Mr. Conway, is how the gentleman from Brooklyn and I became partners.
Go on. Go on, monsieur.
If you don't mind, I'd like another Napoleon brandy. Oh. My throat is dry.
Bartender, a Napoleon brandy. Make it two. The Taya Scarab is a fabulous ruby, Michel. I've heard of it. It's practically priceless.
Well, then, perhaps you know its history, Mr. Conway. Everyone who has ever possessed it has been destroyed by it. That's what suddenly made it so complicated. Because, you see, I had it.
You had it? But how did you get it?
Ah, what an exquisite brandy.
Michel, how did you get it?
Eh? Oh, I was curious. I found it in Lauren Morrison's room. But you're not drinking your brandy, Mr. Conway.
Go on, Michel. Don't tantalize me any longer.
Well, within much less than 24 hours, I had not only met Mademoiselle Goldilocks and the Brooklyn Dodger, but I had, unexpectedly, come into the possession of a precious scarab. But what about the man called Edouard Morceau? What did he have to do with this? What I didn't know was that Morceau was also curious about Lorraine.
Yes?
Edward, it is Henry.
A moment.
I have found Lorraine.
So I see. Shut the door.
Edward.
Sit down, my dear.
I picked her up at Versailles.
So, Lorraine, you knew my instructions. You were to stay at the hotel. It's the safest place. Why did you leave?
I had to, Edward. The police were on their way.
How did you know that?
Quite by accident. There was a man at the hotel. The police called him and asked for me.
Rather complicated, Lorraine. Who is this man?
His name is Michel.
Michel? Michel who?
Just Michel. Edward, if it hadn't been
for
him...
How did you meet him?
It sounds silly, but you see, I was tired and I went into the wrong suite and I... Well, it was his apartment. That's how I met him.
And you think it was an accident he was there?
Well, how could he know that I was going to make a mistake?
What did you tell him?
Nothing. Edward, why should I tell a stranger anything?
Lorraine, what did you do with the scarab? What did you do with the scarab?
Edward, you must believe
what
me.
What did you do with the tire scarab?
Gone.
You stupid fool. It was this Michelle.
Edward, I didn't tell him. I didn't.
I will find out if you did, Lorraine, because, my dear, you are going to bring this Michelle to me. You see, Mitchell, this is the way I figure it. This Lorraine was Morceau's dame, and Morceau is holed up, and she's playing a patsy.
Jimmy, in a rough translation, that would mean that...
It would mean that the cops and you and even me, we are all chasing the dame, and that leaves Morceau in the clear, you know what I mean?
In other words, you think we should forget the dame?
Well, she took a pilot, didn't she? You scared her off.
She just invited me to dinner.
She what?
She phoned me and asked me to dinner.
Well, are you going?
Certainly.
Now, I don't want to get personal, but do you still think that she's got the ruby?
Of course not. I have it.
What?
Here it is.
Well, holy smoke, will you look at the size of that rock.
Magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's all marked up.
Hieroglyphics, Jimmy. A message from a pharaoh to his queen.
No kidding. Can you read that stuff?
Oh, it's a very famous message. Happy is the man who has a heart that cannot break.
It says all that, huh?
Imagine, Jimmy. A man who believed that he could put the fullness of his heart into this red stone and keep his love immortal. That he could bury this in a tomb and conquer death with it. That neither wind nor sand nor thieves in the night could touch this shield of eternity.
No wonder it's worth so much gold. And you had it all the time. No. Well, how do you like that?
Only recently I acquired it. Thanks to you.
To me?
You were looking for something, so I continued to search until I found it.
But the dame?
She invited me to dinner.
Well, she knows you got the ruby.
Yes. And she knows how to get to Morceau.
Well, what do you want to monkey around with him for now that you got the rock?
Since I have, I don't imagine I'll have any choice but to meet the fellow. And after all, why shouldn't I have dinner with Mademoiselle Goldilocks?
Would a couple of $100,000 loose in your pocket?
Oh, the ruby. Well, would you prefer that I left it with you, Jimmy?
With me? Well, sure. We said that we were partners, didn't we?
That's right, partners.
Yeah, well, okay then. That's all I want to know. Here, let me have it. It'll be a load off your mind tonight.
I was sure you would dance beautifully, Lorraine. Yes, keep your eyes closed like that.
Why?
So I can tell how Goldilocks looks when she's asleep.
How does she look, Lucero?
Not asleep, but wonderful.
I begged for the compliment.
Not at all. You never have to beg. Just keep on dancing. Forever.
One little nightcap, that's all, Michelle.
An exclamation point to a perfect evening, Lorraine. Now, excuse me a moment. Jimmy? Nobody home.
Were you expecting company?
Company? Oh, no, not just my roommate.
Oh, he's rather untidy, isn't he? Does he usually throw his cigarettes on the floor like that?
Cigarettes? No. No. Must have been in a hurry. Well, what would you like to drink, Lorraine?
Michelle?
Yes?
Is it just a coincidence that you have the apartment next to mine?
Well, I always stay here when I'm in Paris, but... If I didn't and I found out you were here, I've made arrangements.
Why?
You know the answer.
Well, I'm not sure. What is the answer?
This.
Oh, Michelle. I wish you really meant that kiss.
But I did.
Goldilocks should never have awakened. Only she could have kept on dreaming. Michelle, please give it to me.
Hmm? I beg your pardon.
You know what I mean, the scarab. You found it in my room.
Oh, yes, yes, the chandelier. Not a very original hiding place, my dear.
Give it to me.
Now, Lorraine, wouldn't shooting me complicate matters a little?
I can't. I can't do it.
I didn't think you could. Here. Now, give me the gun. That's better. I had your ruby scarab, but I haven't got it now.
Who has it?
I believe Morceau.
Morceau?
Lorraine, you told me you were afraid of him.
Yes.
And that your only chance was to get back the scarab.
Yes.
Well, you haven't got the scarab, so take me to Morceau.
But that's just what he wanted me to do. You'll be walking right into his trap.
Evidently, Lorraine, he didn't altogether trust you. He sent someone else here to spring another trap tonight. Got a friend of mine. Now you've got to take me to Morceau. I followed Lorraine down Pereira Boulevard, through which runs the railway. When we came to our destination, an isolated stone house, she stopped and insisted that she enter first to forestall any ambush that might have been set up for me. As she silently disappeared into the dark cavern of the entrance, I wondered about the risks we take every day when we assume that such and such a person is a particular kind of person. How many times are we wrong? And yet, how could we live a single hour without some faith in our fellow man and woman? But suddenly my reflection was interrupted violently.
Mitchell, hey, you awake yet?
Hello. Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, good. Gee, I couldn't tell whether he was alive or dead.
Well, I wasn't sure myself until this moment. Are you tied up, too?
Yeah, like a tenant in ball game. I'm a smart guy, ain't I? I was going to do you a favor, eh? Now, look at this. I don't know whether you noticed it yet, but this cellar smells like a morgue.
I should have guessed they would be checking up at my apartment.
How'd they get you?
That's my fault, too. I hope.
What do you mean, you hope?
Well, I put my trust in someone, but I don't know. Maybe now we'll find out.
Gentlemen, my apologies. I had expected guests. I might have arranged for more comfortable accommodations.
Monsieur Morceau?
You are Michel.
I'm obliged to you, Lorraine, for introducing me to Monsieur Morceau.
You were so anxious, Michel. I couldn't disappoint you.
We might have met under happier circumstances.
Well, these should be very happy for you.
I have the tire scarab. That makes me happy.
Even though it has brought only misfortune and tragedy to all its possessors?
So?
But I don't suppose you are interested in its history.
Only from now on.
Of course.
Which brings me to a painful subject. This history must be a secret. It naturally couldn't remain a secret if you and your American accomplice...
Then the tire scarab has now condemned us to destruction, is that it?
Just say it was your curiosity.
No, not my curiosity, Morceau. Rather, my belief in a woman. My dear Lorraine, do you remember the inscription of scarab? It reads, "Happy is the man who has a heart that cannot break." It was a futile wish. The woman's heart became a stone, like...
Shut up!
Well, Morceau, the lady has such lovely hands.
Come, Edward. I will not listen to any more of such drivel.
Very well, my dear. Until later, gentlemen. Until later.
Hey, Mitch, that's a pretty slick chick you picked out for yourself.
With women, Jimmy, I always follow my intuition.
Well, it sure told you wrong this time. The minute your hands are tight, she slaps you in the face. With me, it's vice versa.
No, not just a minute, Jimmy. Yeah, I've got it open.
What's that?
What does it look like?
A knife.
Yeah, I know, but when'd you get it?
Wait. I think I can get it. There.
feet. There. You're next, Jimmy.
Very good. What'd you do? Did you palm the knife when they chased you?
Oh, no. I had faith in the mademoiselle, but I didn't know she knew the magic trick of misdirection.
Did I miss something?
That's just the point, Jimmy. Everyone watched her as she slapped my face with her right hand. So nobody saw her slip the knife in my pocket with her left.
Oh, she did, eh? Can I have some of your intuition, McGee? Well, what are we going to...
No. Wait, Jimmy. Now, not a move until they reach for us.
Oh, we're going to play it that way, eh? Well, okay, this is right up my alley. Did I ever tell you about the time in the golden gloves when I...
Henry, you take the American.
Yes, Edward.
Gentlemen, it's late.
Under other conditions, Michel, we would have understood each other perfectly. But as I said, it is too late.
All right, Jimmy.
You were right, Michel. You knew that Marceau had set a trap for you, so you sprang it on him.
Well, with your help, Mademoiselle Lorraine.
Yeah, I'm glad you came over to our side, lady.
Oh, Lorraine, this is Jimmy Cook.
The man who slept in my bed?
Yeah, well, excuse me. And thanks for that, too.
And now that you have the ruby, are you turning it over to the police, Michel?
Over his partner's dead body.
No, not the police. There are other ways.
Yeah, you mean you think that we can sell it now? Do you got a prospect in mind?
Yes, Jimmy. A mummy.
What?
This ruby heart belongs to a dead queen, many thousand years old. Well, I would gladly exchange it for the heart of a beautiful living woman.
Michel.
Price, a substantial reward.
Yeah, but you still don't know how much, huh?
No, but enough, I'm sure, to repay all of us for our trouble.
Well, I was asking for 50-50, but the lady here deserves a cut, so I'll let you divvy it up your way, Mitchell.
No, 50% still goes to you, Jimmy. With my portion, Mademoiselle and I will celebrate. Lorraine, are you free for dinner tonight? That's all, Mr. Conway. A story about a scarab that I found in a chandelier.
I don't know why I should pay you the full amount, Michel, though. You haven't finished yet.
Mm. Yes. Oh, well, I returned the scarab to the museum.
Well, I'm not interested in the scarab. The woman, Michel. What happened to her?
It's a pity I was unable to keep my appointment with Mademoiselle Goldilocks that evening. Mm. But you see, despite the fact that I have an unblemished reputation, the authorities at the museum questioned my possession of the ruby. So, I spent several nights in protective custody.
An unexpected reward, eh? How did you get out?
Oh, with the help of the most exciting redhead. Oh? But, oh, Mr. Conway, that's another story. And another $200.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen starring in Douglas Sirk's production, The First Legion. In the role of Bart Conway, you heard Hanley Stafford. Also in the cast were Lorene Tuttle, Sheldon Leonard, Lou Merrill, Stanley Waxman, and Viola Vaughn. Our show was produced and directed by Nat Wolf. Tonight's script was written by Barbara and Milton Merlin. Characters of Michel and Bart Conway were created by Ernest Badger and Clement Scott Gilbert. Listen again next week at this same time to Presenting Charles Boyer. Don Stanley speaking. Stay tuned for the thrilling Big Town on NBC.